Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. This week's movie is Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry from the summer of 1974. This movie was mainly released to drive-ins, stars Peter Fonda, Susan George, Adam Rourke, and Vic Morrow, and is directed by John Huff or Hugh. His last name is spelled H-O-U-G-H. The movie starts off with Larry and Deke robbing a grocery store by holding the manager's daughter and wife hostage for $150,000. Once they make their getaway, they are confronted by Larry's one-night stand, Mary, and she goes on the run with them. This is a great car chase movie. The stunts are all real. This is way before CGI. Peter Fonda did a lot of his own driving. I do recommend this movie if you like road chase movies. There's a helicopter scene at the end that's pretty good. It's a little odd seeing Vic Morrow in a helicopter doing stunts in the way that he passed away. Vic Morrow passed away in 1982 while filming the Twilight Zone movie. A helicopter crashed on top of him and two children, killing all three instantly. So if you like road chase movies, as I stated before, I recommend this highly, but this movie is marred by the ending. And I will do a spoiler at the very end after the outro music. In case you don't want to listen to the spoiler, once the music starts, just shut off the podcast, please. I don't want to ruin this movie for you if you want to check it out. I especially like the character Deke in the movie, played by Adam Rourke. At first I thought he was nuts, but then his character, I think, tends to add the levity to the movie. He tends to be a sensitive guy towards the end, and I like his character. Peter Fonda is Peter Fonda in the movie. He's very good, but he's kind of just a typical Peter Fonda performance from the 70s. I'm not saying that's bad, I'm just saying it's typical Peter Fonda. If you want to see a great Peter Fonda performance, I recommend Yuli's Gold. He did it in the late 90s. I believe it was 97. It's a great understated performance. He received an Oscar nomination. It's a great family drama that I recommend. Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry is rated PG. I would say for these day and times that it is probably a PG-13 now. So that's really all I have to say about this movie. Again, I highly recommend it if you like road chase movies. And I think it would be a great double feature with another Peter Fonda movie, co-starring with Warren Oates in Race with the Devil. This is a movie where they find a cult doing a human sacrifice, and they're on the run from the cult. So I just think that that's a great combination. And I believe Shout Factory released Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry and Race with the Devil as a double feature recently. So if you want to check that out, I recommend giving it a rent. Thank you very much. Okay, this is a spoiler warning. This is the last one before I go into the ending. The night Richard Nixon resigned, I was very upset because we no longer had a president. I don't know why I was upset, because I was a very young child and had no idea what a president even did. But I was upset, so my parents decided to pacify me by taking me to the drive-in. We went to the drive-in to see Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry, and this is where the ending comes in. We spend 90 minutes with the characters on the run, They get away from the police, and the main characters are the heroes, but they're also the bad guys. They get away from the police, and they're celebrating, they're driving at a high speed, and they crash into a freight train and go up into a ball of flames and are roasted. I was petrified by the ending, because not only did we not have a president, but Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry, and Deke are all dead, and there you go. So, I think they did it probably to just make sure there wouldn't be a sequel. Or maybe Peter Fonda had a contract going in the 1970s that he would die in almost every movie he made, because this is at least a third movie during that era that I can think of that where Peter Fonda died. So again, I do recommend this movie, but don't expect a happy ending. And as I stated earlier, this would make a great double feature with Race with the Devil. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. One last thing. There is now an email address set up. It is scatteredb@gmail.com. Again, it's scattered, letter B, @gmail.com.